AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another court defeat for former President Trump as his New York hush money trial draws nearer. Ed Donahue has the latest.
For a third straight day, Trump's lawyers asked for a delay, and for the third straight day, they were told no. This time, the Trump legal team asked the appeals court to halt the case indefinitely while it fights to have the trial judge removed. They're challenging several rulings by Judge Juan Mershon. Trump's hush money trial is scheduled to start Monday and is the first of his four criminal indictments slated to go to trial. It also would be the first criminal trial ever of a former president. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide the true nature of payments made in connection with a scheme to suppress damaging stories about him during the 2016 presidential campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
The federal judge presiding over the classified documents case has granted a prosecution request aimed at protecting the identities of potential government witnesses. Alan Weiselberg, a retired executive in Trump's real estate empire, has been sentenced to 5 months in jail for lying under oath in New York's civil fraud case. Shouts of shame in the Arizona House after Republican lawmakers shut down discussion on a proposed repeal of an 1894 abortion law. It criminalizes abortion throughout pregnancy unless a woman's life is at risk. In Gaza, an Israeli airstrike killed 3 sons and 4 grandchildren of Hamas's top political leader. Ismail Haniyeh accuses Israel of acting in a spirit of revenge. On Capitol Hill, Army General Christopher Cavoli, head of U.S. European Command, told a House hearing Ukraine is currently outgunned by Russia.
Russians fire 5 times as many artillery shells at the Ukrainians than the Ukrainians are able to fire back. That will immediately go to 10-1. In a matter of weeks.
In Utah, efforts underway to shore up a dam after a 60-foot crack opened, sending water pouring into a creek, endangering the town of Pinguitch downstream. This is AP News. The challenges facing women emerging from prison.
According to the Sentencing Project, the numbers for women grew by more than 500% between 1980 and 2021, more than twice the growth rate for men. Experts say programs aimed at keeping women out of prison have not kept pace with those for men. 32-year-old Heather Jarvis says she took advantage of everything she could during her nearly 10 years behind bars, even earning an associate's degree. But she was still nervous about starting her life over on the outside.
In here, I've become like this person that I wanted to be, that I always strive to be, and I just worry that going out, that I won't be able to be that person.
While Jarvis has had some setbacks, she now has a job and is spending time catching up with her children.
Starting your life over is a combination of all the little things that people do to help you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.